the ascension of the Lord is both an end and a beginning. And I was trying to think about an analogy for how something can be two different things at the same time. And I was scrolling through my Facebook the other day and saw pictures of graduation. And I thought, oh, there's the analogy. Graduation is an ending. It's the ending of one part of an educational career. But it's also a commencement, the other word for graduation. And to commence means to begin. We end one chapter of our educational career so that we can begin another. Our graduation is an ending and a beginning. So too the ascension of Jesus. It marks the end of his ministry on earth, and it is a new beginning. It's a new beginning of the mission for the church. So first, let's take a look at what exactly is ending with the ascension. Well, the ascension completes the incarnation. Now, if you remember, the incarnation is God become man. The second person of the Blessed Trinity took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, was born, preached, died, rose from the dead. And now his humanity, the humanity of Jesus, goes back to heaven. He brings our humanity back to where it was meant to be from the beginning. The way God created us to be, body and soul in heaven. St. Paul says that Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. So too, we will be. That's what we believe when we say every Sunday that I believe in the resurrection of the dead. We believe that our bodies too will rise and will ascend to heaven to be reunited with our souls. And all of this, the incarnation, the redemption, all of it was accomplished within a very small circle. Jesus never traveled very far from where he was born, but he invested heavily in his apostles and in that small group of disciples around him. He taught them. He taught them about God's radical love, how we should love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and our neighbor as ourselves. He taught all the fundamentals of what it means to follow him. And then, before he ascends to heaven, he commissions his apostles to go out and to make him known, as we heard in the first reading today. So we might ask ourselves, why did Jesus ascend? Why did his ministry on earth come to an end? It's because that circle would always be small. It would always be closely tied to him in a geographic way. Think about school again. If you never graduated, your circle would always be small. After you learn, you're meant to go out and to do something with what you've learned. And that is why the ascension is also a new beginning. What's new at the ascension is that the Lord leaves so that the circle can grow, so that the mission begins. And it's the Holy Spirit that enlivens that mission. In the first reading, Jesus says, "You will receive power when the Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth." It's the Spirit that enlarges the circle, makes it grow. St. Paul says that the graces that are given to us are a measure of Christ's gifts. He says some are apostles, other prophets, others evangelists and pastors and teachers. and all for the building up of the body of Christ. And that's why we are here today, because that circle grew. Because what began in Jerusalem was brought to your ancestors who came to believe in Jesus, who were touched by the power of the Holy Spirit and have given the gift of faith, the gift of believing in the Lord. We are beneficiaries of what once happened in that small circle of teaching and learning and continues to grow throughout the world, namely our faith in Jesus. So we want to ask ourselves today, what does this have to do with us? What does the ascension have to do with me? The ascension reminds us that the mission isn't over. When Jesus says to go out into the whole world, he doesn't say to go out for 5 years or 10 years or 1,000 years. There's no ending, because it's the responsibility of each generation to continue to expand the circle, to help those who have never heard the good news to believe in Jesus Christ. Or in our age, a particular concern is those who once heard the good news, who are perhaps even baptized, who no longer walk in the way of Jesus. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to make us his witnesses. And we have received that same Holy Spirit to become witnesses. We receive the Spirit at our baptism. And the mission of making known the good news is not an optional part of being a Christian. It is a fundamental part. I once heard someone describe discipleship in the following way. He said, a disciple is someone who has moved from being the recipient of the church's mission to being responsible for the church's mission. A disciple is someone who has moved from being a recipient to being responsible for the mission. Faith does have a receptive side. We receive the graces God wants to give to us, but it also has an active side. The graces we receive are not meant to be our private possession, to sort of like hoard them. They're meant to be used. They're meant to be shared. That's what being a disciple is all about. And certainly as we move out of this time of the pandemic, this presents us with challenges, but many, many opportunities. Sort of a new beginning in and of itself. To consider how we have activated our faith. How seriously we take that command to bring the good news out. To ask the Holy Spirit to make us his witnesses to all corners of my life. If you think it's impossible, think for a second about how it began. I always get a laugh out of the end of that first reading, where the apostles are standing there staring up at the sky. Like, what do they expect is going to happen? They're just there staring. And then two guys come up and be like, all right, guys, come on, let's go. If you think it's impossible, think of how it started. What once happened with that small band of 11 has grown. And that's by the power of the Holy Spirit. And next Sunday, we will celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, one of the greatest celebrations of the church's year. It's an opportunity for us to think about that Holy Spirit. And if we have asked and used the graces of the Holy Spirit to be disciples and to be witnesses. So, my friends, today's feast is both an ending and a beginning. And what a wonderful thing to think about is that our relationship with Jesus is always at a beginning. Not because we never make progress, but because it's always new. It's always fresh. There's always more to learn, and there's always more and deeper love that we can have for our Lord.